When cats met humans. When people think of house cats, a couple of words come to mind. Cute, cuddly, and proud, to name a few. However, one word that doesn't usually come up is obedient. Isn't that a bit strange, given the fact humans have kept cats as pets for over 9,000 years? Without any reliable historical records to go on, we can only guess at how humans and cats were originally brought together. Most historians believe that cats were one of the last animals to be tamed and kept as pets in early human settlements in the Middle East. They were tamed after other, more useful animals, like cows, dogs, pigs, and sheep. After all, it's not like a house cat can pull a plow, produce delicious milk, or protect a settlement from bandits. There are some other things that cats are very good at, like killing mice and other vermin. According to some researchers, this might be how cats and humans originally became friends. When early humans began farming for food, their grain stores were a big target for hungry mice. Wild cats weren't going to let their prey escape, so they followed the mice right into human villages. As time went on, cats got used to living near humans. Eventually, the wild cat of 9,000 years ago became the house cat of today. This explanation of how cats became domesticated is fascinating because it explains why house cats are still so independent. Unlike dogs, cats seem like they could ditch their human masters and return to the wild at any moment. Their natural abilities haven't disappeared. Their excellent night vision and hearing, their sense of smell, and their agility are all still there. House cats are also still able to hunt for their own food. Some owners may even occasionally wake up to see little gifts from their cat, like dead birds, rats, or squirrels. This sort of thing doesn't seem to bother us too much, since there are now more than 600 million cats living in homes around the world.